Now, I'm soon to go back to the UK for a holiday. And although I've lived abroad for many years now, the only thing I miss about living abroad are fish and chips. So when I go back to the UK, the first thing I'm going to do is go to the local chippy and have some fish and chips. So this week's podcast on English.com, we're going to talk about fish and chips.
Well, it's interesting, Richard, that you're going back to the UK this year to have your fish and chips, because this year sees the UK celebrating 150 years of fish and chips.
Right. It's been popular for longer than that, hasn't it?
Yes. In fact, fried fish was introduced to the UK in the 17th century by the Spanish and Portuguese.
Wow. And what about the chips?
About the same time, chips came over from Belgium. And I think actually Belgium has the best chips in the world.
Oh, OK. I'm not sure about that.
So come the 19th century, yep, fish and chips was a popular dish. But why do you think? I mean, at the end of the day, fish and chips is just a deep-fried white fish in a crisp golden batter served with fried potatoes and lashings of salt and vinegar. Why do you think it's so popular?
Well, just that description, you've got my taste buds going already. That sounds delicious. And don't forget, special British thing is have it with mushy peas.
Mm.
That's what I like doing. But it's, I think it's very popular. Because at least, well, you know, not so much now, but it used to be very cheap and it's certainly very tasty. And maybe it's one of the first fast foods.
Right, that's true, yeah. And I think also it really took off in World War II because it was the only food not to be rationed during the war by the Ministry of Food.
Okay, so fish was very plentiful in those days. Around the coast of Britain, and also chips, potatoes, very plentiful. So, yeah, cheap.
Well, exactly. And that's quite interesting what you said about it being plentiful, because that's not the case now. Fish and chips is still a very popular takeaway dish, but, you know, it's slumped down to fifth place.
Oh, fifth place in the rankings.
Yeah, so, after number one.
I suppose the horrible Big Mac has taken over, has it, for takeaways?
Yeah, number one, burgers. Number two, Chinese or Indian takeaways, very popular in the UK. Chicken, pizza, and then finally fish and chips. But I think part of that is it's not just the cost of the fish. There's a big hoo-ha at the moment, isn't there, about overfishing?
Well, there's overfishing. Also, health as well. Deep-fried food is not regarded as being very healthy.
Oh, Richard, do you remember fish and chips used to be served in newspapers?
Old newspapers, yes. And I think it was much more tasty then as well.
Yeah, that was until the 1980s. And then they decided it was just, you know, just not healthy to have your greasy chips served up on newspaper print. Yeah, and also you're in good company, Richard, because when the Obamas came over not long ago for a private holiday, Michelle Obama and her daughters went to a London pub and had fish and chips.
Fantastic. I'm sure they enjoyed that.
Mm.
Anyway, you've got my taste buds going anyway, so I can't wait to get back on the plane and straight into that fish and chip shop.